At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Of the Washington Post. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Former Maryland Congressman Lawrence Hogan Sr., the governor's father, has died at the age of 88. Hogan suffered a stroke last weekend and died yesterday, according to a post by the governor on Facebook last night. The three-term Republican congressman came to national attention in 1974 during Watergate.
After having read and reread and sifted and tested this mass of information which came before us, I've come to the conclusion that Richard M. Nixon has, beyond a reasonable doubt, committed impeachable offenses which, in my judgment, are of such sufficient magnitude that he should be removed from office.
Lawrence Hogan Sr. was also Prince George's County executive after his congressional career ended. A substitute teacher in Prince George's County schools has been arrested on child pornography charges. State police say they found numerous images of children in sexual acts on electronic devices found in the home of 34-year-old Christopher Spites. But it's not clear, police say, whether any of the children in those images are kids that Spites had contact with as a teacher or as a coach. Stakeholders are already sharing their thoughts on the plan that Metro's general manager has laid out yesterday to get Metro back on course financially.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says imposing a statewide tax to give Metro money for a dedicated funding source to pay for safety and reliability improvements is a non-starter. He says Maryland already spends more on Metro than D.C. and Virginia. But Council of Governments Chair of Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says,
I think our region understands how significant Metro is to our future.
Berliner thinks Maryland and D.C. would give Metro money for a dedicated funding source, but Virginia could be a sticking point. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County authorities now say there does not appear to have been any foul play in the death of a Silver Spring woman in a county jail cell. 49-year-old Anna Carmela Dinena was found unresponsive in her cell last Sunday. The cause of her death still unknown. The state of Arkansas has executed its first inmate in nearly a dozen years.
Officials say the lethal injection of Liddell Lee took 12 minutes, and he was officially pronounced dead at 11:56 p.m. Central Time, 4 minutes before his death certificate expired. This was the second time this week the Supreme Court had to decide whether to execute an inmate, and the first where the sedative midazolam was used. The state plans to put three more men to death before the supply of the drug runs out next week. I'm Sierra Crawford.
The NFL has released next season's schedule, and the one big piece of news for Redskins fans is the Thanksgiving night home game against the Giants. The first time in franchise history the Skins have ever hosted a Thanksgiving game. WMAL Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich is excited.
That's awesome for Redskins fans because it puts the Redskins front and center in the national spotlight in a game that should have huge playoff implications.
The Redskins will open the season against the Eagles at home. It's going to cost more to attend the University of Virginia next year. UVA's Board of Visitors has approved a tuition increase. In-state students will pay 2.2% more. Out-of-staters, 3.5% more. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 20,579, the NASDAQ at 5917. Sports, Steven Strasburg strikes out 10 as the Nats beat the Braves to complete the three-game sweep. The Orioles beat Cincinnati. NHL, the Caps host the Maple Leafs tonight in playoff game 5. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's true. You can't have May flowers.
Rain and thunderstorm chances on the increase here through the day.
Without the April showers.
Scattered storms will develop later on tonight.
Avoid the surprises. Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now through April 30th in their garden center, buy 3 and get 1 free on perennials, 3-gallon azaleas, and hanging baskets. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, once you get through Urbana, next set of delays, volume in Germantown, again in Rockville, but on 270, currently lanes open. Now, for 370, trying to go to 270 in the westbound direction, very slow to get on the ramp. That's where the problem is with the crash cleanup. You can get by, but it's causing extra delays for you. Getting down to the Beltway, 29 out of White Oak and toward Four Corners with the volume. Looks good this morning. Route 4, Route 5 up through to the Beltway. I'm not seeing much of any troubles there. Wilson Bridge backups about 15 minutes back to St. Barnabas Road. Virginia, you can now use Route 1, Richmond Highway, to get past Furnace Road. That crash, gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will develop from this morning to the afternoon with a high reaching 85. Rain will taper off this evening with an overnight low of 58. A cooler Saturday with showers and a high of 64. And cloudy Sunday with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Dumfries, 63 in Gaithersburg, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. The U.S. Defense Secretary tells Congress the administration's Pentagon budget request isn't enough to cover the cost of rebuilding the military. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Joining us at 8:35, Grover Norquist. He is the president for Americans for Tax Reform. He's going to discuss the possibility of an actual bill that may reform our taxes and what will be in that. So he'll be joining us. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, Metro needs some fixing, and they've come up with a plan, and it's going to cost a lot of money. Joining us down the line to talk more about it is Robert McCartney, the Washington Post senior regional correspondent, who covers politics and policy in the greater Washington area. Good morning to you, Mr. McCartney.
Hi, Brian.
It's good to have you. Listen, talk about this new business model that has been proposed by Paul Wiedefield, the manager of Metro.
Yeah, it's basically got two parts. On the one hand, as you said, he wants an extra $500 million a year to basically make up for the underinvestment of the past decades. This would go to buy new rail cars, new buses, new equipment, maintenance, and he wants it as a dedicated funds, which means basically, you know, higher taxes of some sort. The price tag is very steep. On the other hand, he wants to, you know, really hold down costs at Metro, and especially by getting some big concessions from Metro's labor unions. He wants to no longer have defined benefit pensions. For all new hires, they'd have a 401k, which would be much less costly. He also wants to change federal law to federal law that governs arbitration procedures. This gets really technical, but basically it would strengthen management's hand a lot in resolving contract disputes and sort of keep wage and benefits contracts from going up so quickly. And perhaps most importantly, he wants to start privatizing some operations. For instance, he would use outside contractors instead of union workers for some jobs in the second phase of the Silver Line, which is going to open in 2020.
And that may be designed to try to get labor unions to come to the table and maybe give some concessions to avoid that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's partly a bargaining chip angle to that.
All right, but they're not. It's just not $500 million. This is the thing that I think a lot of people are missing. It's $500 million more per year than we're currently paying.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I should have made that clear.
No, you did, but I just want to stress that, right.
In addition to what the jurisdictions, you know, Metro, like all transit systems, you know, anywhere, is heavily subsidized by taxes, and the, you know, it gets a substantial subsidy already from the three jurisdictions and some money from the federal government, the three jurisdictions being Maryland, Virginia, and the district, of course. And so he wants to continue to, you know, get the money it's getting now, plus add like a sales tax in the region, or property taxes, or something, to generate an extra $500 million a year for capital investments. And he says, you know, he says that's needed just to make up for, you know, what I termed already the underinvestment, the lack of investment that's been going on for decades, which has allowed the equipment to get old and the track to deteriorate and the whole system to basically slide downhill.
Now, what percentage of the operating budget would that dedicated revenue be?
Well, it's not for, the dedicated revenue is not for the operating side, it's for the capital side.
Capital
it's for
side.
Investments, long-term investments. Well, the total investments would be about $1.5 billion. So the new money would be roughly a third of that, except that a bunch of that is borrowed. So the math gets kind of complicated.
Sure.
But basically, he wants to spend a little more than $1.5 billion a year on investments and on capital, on mm-hmm. new rail cars, on track modernization, on maintenance, and so the $500 million would be about a third of that.
Right, because but going forward into the operating budget, is there a plan to go forward and then maybe once you've made the repairs and those things that need to be done to the physical structure, to have some kind of dedicated funding for the operating part of the budget as well, because then you can take some of those local and state subsidies and then move them over?
Well, that's an issue, I think, for another day. I mean, some people are saying, yes, we need dedicated funding for operations as well. But I think he's concluded, and a lot of other people who've looked at this have concluded, that that's too hard to get politically. I mean, it's going to be hard enough. It's going to be really hard just to get this extra dedicated funding for the investments, for the capital side. And I think to try to do it on the operating side as well is just too much to ask. I mean, what he's really trying to do is to hold down operating costs so mm-hmm. that they don't need extra subsidies. I mean, that's what all these concessions from the unions are for.
Right.
And he's actually promising the jurisdictions and the public, in effect, that the annual increase in the operating costs would be no more than 3%.
Right.
No more than 3% growth a year. So he's actually trying to hold down the growth on the operating side, partly by holding down labor costs,
right.
While he's asking for a lot more money for the capital side.
And that sounds great, but if you compare it to Boston and New York, which have successful metro systems, they have, you know, New York has at least, they have 36% dedicated revenue, but they get 52% of their revenue from fares and tolls. So they're a little bit more self-sustaining when it comes to the fares and the tolls. But compared to those other two which are successful, the DC Metro doesn't have that dedicated revenue. And I think it's a great idea to say, hey, we're going to try not to do that. But I just don't know how feasible that is.
Well, I think one thing is Metro actually has a pretty high fare box recovery rate.
45%.
It gets a pretty good recovery on its fare box. What the big problem is the lack of the dedicated funding, which is unique to Metro among major transit.
Well, and it looks like that they continue to be a struggle because Governor Hogan has made it very clear he ain't going to pony up the money.
No, he's not. But he's actually showing some flexibility considering how pro roads he is. Hogan is saying, and he said this consistently, that there will be no statewide tax increase for Metro. But if Montgomery and Prince George's counties, which are the two counties in Maryland, That use the Metro.
Yeah.
If they want to raise taxes, then that's their business, Hogan says. And actually, that's a concession by Hogan.
So I mean, you see that as a positive development, yeah. Okay. Also, what about more federal funding?
Well, I think at this point, Wiedefeld, a lot of people want more federal funding. Wiedefeld, I think, is trying to be realistic, and he's basically saying all he wants is for the feds to continue to give Metro the money it's giving Metro now. Now, as you know, the feds give Metro $150 million a year, and then that's matched by the three jurisdictions, so that's a total capital investment of $300 million. That's a pretty big chunk of what they get. And that $150 million a year program only has two more years to go.
Wow.
So, first of all, they've got to make sure that the new administration and the Congress fund it for the remaining 2 years. And then what he wants is he wants it extended, you know, beyond those 2 years. He says that's very important. But it's been very clear that the Republican-controlled Congress, they want some concessions from Metro before they will extend that program. This is a very big deal. And it's not clear exactly what concessions they want. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, the only Republican in the local congressional delegation, she's been right in the middle of that. She's trying to draft a bill that would basically set certain governance and labor reforms for Metro, which would become the basis for, presumably, become the basis for extending that federal funding into the future.
We got to leave it right there. Robert McCartney with the Washington Post, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
All right. It is now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, New York Avenue, inbound right as you come up to the light at Bladensburg Road. Cruiser looking for a report of a crash in that stretch. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, westbound now delays off of the 11th Street Bridge. Still look pretty good eastbound, even though we have just a little bit of delay, 395 on the 14th Street Bridge itself. Let's go Maryland on 370 westbound. The ramp to get on to 270 south with crash cleanup with a little bit of that volume there. And a reminder again, in Adelphi, Riggs Road closed between Adelphi Road and Metzerot Road. Utility repairs from yesterday's storm. New Hampshire Avenue, good alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for foggy a bit this morning, cloudy with showers as the day progresses, but ultimately a high of around 85 degrees. Tonight, it will be 58. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, scattered showers, high of 64. And on Sunday, even cooler, high reaching only about 58 degrees. Currently, the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 817.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live.
Well, one thing we all need to drive is a driver's license.
That's required, yes.
And there is apparently a problem if you live within the district when you get your driver's license. Across the top, it has always said District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be changed.
Yeah.
Because the vast majority of people in this country have the IQ
of a potato or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is a problem. And a lot of people have been having problems, you know, when you go to get on a plane because the people at the TSA who are in charge of our safety have the IQ of a potato, as you said, and aren't letting people on planes because District of Columbia, where's your passport? You must be a foreigner. And our very own Heather Hunter has a story to tell about this because she, too, has encountered the just sheer lunacy of the people who run this country. Heather, what happened?
A few years ago, I was at the airport, and I was in San Francisco. I was visiting my brother, coming back to D.C., and I'm in the TSA line, and the woman asked for my identification, and I give it to her, and she kind of looks at it confused, and then she says, "Well, ma'am, I need your passport." And I'm confused because I suddenly am thinking, did the rules change. And so I said, well, driver's license is a valid form of identification. And she goes, ma'am, I need your passport. And I just stood there. I said, I don't have my passport on me. I'm in the United States. Why would I need a passport? And so then the guy next to her, one of the other TSA agents, he leans over and takes my driver's license, and he looks at it, and he just rolls his eyes at her, and he said, District of Columbia, D.C., Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And he just hands it back to her and says, just let her through. And I was completely... Because
you were from the country of Columbia.
Whatever her thought process was, it made me amazed how people are geographically challenged to not know that D.C. stood for District of Columbia. It was just amazing.
Did that really surprise you? Really?
It didn't surprise me, but I was amazed. Yes.
Well, so now they're going to change it.
They're going to change it so that you no longer have to be asked for a passport when you get on a plane or need to travel somewhere if you happen to be from the district. You know, they will now say Washington, D.C. It should say Washington, D.C., you moron, is what they should say for the stupid. And what bothers me about this is we are dumbing down. Instead of making other people smarter and say, no, Washington, D.C., Washington, District of Columbia, instead of educating people and take it as a teaching moment? Instead of using it as a teaching moment, we are instead going to dumb down, and we are going to just say Washington, D.C. on it now order to educate the
All over the country, D.C. residents have had the issues where they've gone to liquor stores or sports games and trying to buy an alcohol, and they got denied because people didn't know what District of Columbia was. And it's incredible. There was actually, D.C. had to send a notice to liquor stores across the country at one point just to let them know that, hey, by the way, District of Columbia means Washington, D.C.
It's just incredible that this is actually a thing that they actually have to change this back to the old driver's licenses, which used to say Washington, D.C.
Which actually is a better, I mean, I don't know why they had to necessarily change it from that. It seemed kind of stupid to take out Washington, D.C. out of the driver's license.
Well, that was when Vincent Gray was mayor. Mm. He was the one who made that change. He said it's the city's real name. And at the time, his spokesperson said, we are just realigning ourselves with what is the historical name of the district. And he pointed out that the District of Columbia is listed in the Home Rule Charter and is used by city agencies. So that's why.
Yeah. So as of June, the DMV in D.C. is going to now be using Washington, D.C. on licenses.
Your travel nightmares are over.
I've never been more happy to have a Maryland driver's license. 822 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Time to get your rugs that deep down professional clean they need. And there's only one company you should trust with your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. That's, of course, Hadid. I've seen how Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, allergens that hide deep within your rug. Right now, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that may qualify. They develop a cleaning process that is faster and could save you some money, so check that out. Another way to save money is take advantage of their spring fever sale. When you get two rugs clean, you'll get a third one cleaned absolutely free. Catch the spring fever. Get your rugs cleaned today. Hadid has four drop-off locations and offers pickup and delivery service. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Here's the number, 703-241-1111. 703-241-1111.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office, at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Let me ask you a question. Can your retirement account survive another market crash like we had in 2008? Are you worried about possible government intervention with your IRA or 401k? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then call the Hartford Gold Group now at 844-375-GOLD. We'll rush your special edition tax loophole guide to show you the advantages of rolling your retirement funds into gold. That's 844-375-GOLD. Call the Hartford Gold Group now at 844-375-GOLD. Or visit us on the web at hartford.gold.
It is 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hood D Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline, 270. Oh, behave. We have two accidents now, problems on 270. First, as you're coming through Urbana, southbound 270 after Route 80 with one lane blocked. And then, as you try to get through Germantown toward Gaithersburg, it's a crash. South on 270, it's going to be after 118, but before you get to 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. So do watch for the activity there. Around the Beltway, topside 95 to Georgia Avenue to the Wilson Bridge. We're already clearing out. Delays just about near 210 and easing. Out of Springfield to Annandale, a little bit of volume and better than normal. North of 66. 66, no incidents reported. Learn how an insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There will be some more rain today. Showers and thunderstorms move in. The high will hit 85 this afternoon. The rain tapers off tonight with a low of 58. Another round of showers Saturday with a high of 64. And a cloudy and cool Sunday with a high near 59. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It's now 826. Who's your friend and who's your radio buddy and who cares about your pocketbook and wants to save you a dollar? Well, that's me. I'm your friend and radio buddy, and I want to save you a buck or two. And if you're thinking about the summer vacation and, you know, getting, you know, out there having some time with family and friends, there are some ways that you can save a few dollars on your airfare. And I saw this story online this morning, so, well, that's news I could use. I'm going to take that into account. Here is the best advice that we can give you if you want to save money on your airfare this summer. If you book your flight to take place before May 21st, you will do well. That's the cheapest time of year to fly in the immediate calendar. If it's after 21st, well, then they go up, right? And then, so if you have to take your vacation after the 21st of May, well, then if you can, try to schedule it before June 15th, because that's when they go up again. So there's this sort of a tier thing going on. Before May 21st is the lowest tier. The middle tier is May 21st. And then June 15th, it goes up again to the highest tier and remains there until about August 15th. That's, you know, when school starts and kids start coming back and vacations sort of start to wind down. After August 15th, the lower fall fares go. So save a buck or two. Those dates can actually save you some serious money. 827 on WMAL.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hey, everybody. How would you like to update your home with new carpet, hardwood, or laminate? Richard Karn here with Christine Polera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? They always bring a wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home, in your lighting, with your decor.
And the day of installation, well, let me tell you, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture, for that matter. They're going to do it all all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up, and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floors free installation sale. That's free installation on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
Coming up in just a moment, Grover Norquist will join us, American for Tax Reform. Now that there's talk once again of having some tax reform, it'll be right after the news, 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says we've lost an American hero. The governor's father died yesterday, several days after suffering a stroke. Former Maryland Congressman Lawrence Hogan Sr. was 88. A 34-year-old substitute elementary school teacher in Prince George's County has been arrested on child porn charges. And parents are demanding answers about Christopher Spites, who also had coaching duties. State police say, though, it's still unclear if any children Spites had contact with are among those seen in the pornographic images they say they found on electronic devices in Spites' home. After 5 weeks on the run, a former Tennessee teacher who allegedly kidnapped and fled with a 15-year-old student has been arrested in California.
Authorities found 50-year-old Tad Cummins and Elizabeth Thomas at a remote cabin northwest of Reading. The cabin's caretaker was the one who alerted law enforcement.
Someone kind of showed me a picture and I was like, yeah, that's definitely the guy. And then called 911 last night.
The FBI is now working to get Elizabeth back to Tennessee, where she will reunite with her family.
Correspondent Melissa Rainey. Vice President Mike Pence is offering his support to Paris after a gunman opened fire yesterday, killing a police officer. Pence spoke today while on a visit to Indonesia.
This is just the latest reminder that terrorism can strike anywhere, at any time. Something that the people of Indonesia and the United States know all too well.
President Trump says a strong Europe is very, very important to the U.S. His comment comes in advance of Sunday's scheduled presidential election in France. We knew there were at least two tornadoes in the Washington area during severe thunderstorms back on April 6th, but now the National Weather Service confirms there were actually seven separate tornado touchdowns that day, all of them brief and all of them measuring EF0, the weakest on the tornado severity scale. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,579, the Nasdaq at 5917. Sports, four wins in a row now for the Nats as they sweep the Braves. The Orioles get an extra inning win in Cincinnati, and the Caps take on the Maple Leafs at home tonight, with that series tied at 2 apiece. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end of model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big closeout blowout is a once a year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once a year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/CKCancer.
When you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get life. Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. TedBritt.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates applied all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, I had my fears about having raindrop and LASIK, but that was before I met Dr. Mark Whitten of Whitten Laser Eye. He and Dr. Rose put me completely at ease. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and very first to perform the raindrop procedure. Are you like me? Are you tired of your reading glasses? Then schedule your reading vision consultation today. Visit WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee is America's iced coffee. It's rich, smooth, always freshly brewed. And Dunkin' has all the flavors you love. Also available in butter pecan and new coconut cream pie iced coffee flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield toward Tyson's. Have a little bit of that stop and go as you come off of 95 to get toward the Little River Turnpike in the backups where we had the minor incident. I see it on the shoulder, flashing lights just with one police car there, and now that's within the backup. Now, once you get past 236, I'm not seeing another delay until you get toward the exit for the GW Parkway and the Legion Bridge. A little bit better than normal there. 66, still below speed, Manassas, Centerville, again in Fair Oaks, but we've been incident-free. Only delay I see on 95, northbound is through Dale City toward the Occoquan. Let's get you in through town. Southeast Southwest Freeway, westbound. Still looking at those delays tracking you off of the 11th Street Bridge with the delays. Now, let's go to White Oak. Second time this week, have a crash. New Hampshire Avenue, southbound New Hampshire Avenue, after you pass 29 Columbia Pike, where did you get the delay at Lockwood Drive? Watch for police there at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There will be some more rain today. Showers and thunderstorms move in. The high will hit 85 this afternoon. The rain tapers off tonight with a low of 58. Another round of showers Saturday with a high of 64. And a cloudy and cool Sunday with a high near 59. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Woodbridge, 64 in Germantown, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mall. Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
President Trump has hailed to the chief, and Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, has the Beatles.
I think you take that deal. Yeah.
I think so. Grover Norquist, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm the anti-tax man, I like to think.
Exactly.
Right? The IRS is the tax man.
This is very true. Unfortunately, though, I think this is not a job that you're going to see go away in your lifetime, unfortunately, although I love your idea of trying to eliminate taxes. I want to talk to you about something that The Hill has out today, that the Trump administration is taking a very serious look at capping tax deductions for charitable contributions, which most people cheer because, yay, because that hurts the rich people. And I look at this, like, why are we paying people to give money to charity anyway? All this is just, it's like money laundering. It just seems to me that everybody's taken a cut out of this and of that. It just doesn't seem to make any sense to me. Does this solve any problems?
Well, what they're looking to do is they want to get rates down as low as possible. They want to take the business tax rate down, the individual tax rate down, get rid of the death tax, get rid of the alternative minimum tax. And some of this is going to be a straight out tax cut. So tax reform is a significant tax reduction, not just moving it around. Some of it is simplification and getting rid of deductions and credits. And one of the ones that they're looking at, you mentioned, is, well, they say capping charitable. I think what they're likely to look at is capping total deductions. So, you know, there's certain deductions you can take. And the ones that spike up when somebody gives $100 million to their local college in order to have some building named after them. People who make, this wouldn't affect anyone who is contributing less than their annual income into charity, right? So if you make $60,000 a year, you know, you're not going to be making $1 million contributions,
right,
or $60,000 contributions in the first place. If you're writing checks to your church, synagogue, mosque, this isn't you. These are the mega contributions to get your name put on a museum or whatever. That is another way for people to spend money. You could buy a house, you could buy a lot of popsicles, you go on a trip, or you give money to your favorite charity like that and get your name put on things. I'm not sure that needs a quote-unquote tax subsidy. You should pay taxes once on your income, and then whatever you do with it, it seems to me it's up to you.
I'm with you.
The government should be neutral.
I'm with you.
Well, when you talk about tax simplification, it would take a lot to simplify the tax code as it exists right now. There's also a question about the timing of all of this. I mean, initially, the Secretary of Treasury had said, well, let's be careful. Let's not overcommit. It's going to take a while to work through. It's a very complex issue. And then I noticed that only in recent days has he sort of said he thought it could happen a little quicker. What are you reading from the Hill?
Well, the big unknown was what was going to happen with the repeal of Obamacare and the reform of health care. Because that in itself, that repeal, repeals 19 different taxes, a total of $1 trillion, Austin Powers said $1 trillion in taxes. It's a huge tax hike, Obamacare. Getting rid of that set of tax increases, gets you $1 trillion closer to what you want to do in tax reform. If you skip doing health care and then you go, now we're going to do tax reform, you're starting $1 trillion before what you thought the starting line would be for tax reform. So we've kind of been waiting to see if the House could get its act together and get 218 votes for getting rid of that $1 trillion of tax increase, $1.2 trillion in spending, and other reforms that you can do legislatively through the budget. You can't do everything you'd like through the budget with 51 votes, but you can do a lot. And so they're working that out. It appears that they may have come to an agreement. I wish people had turned in their homework a month ago instead of late. But, we'll take it. But that gets us back on track. So what we thought was going to happen 3 weeks ago now starts up, and there has been a parallel track. The president, Paul Ryan, and the Senate, they've been moving forward on getting tax reform ready on the assumption that we would actually get this done on health care. So I'm not sure it's delayed as much as people thought it might be. But remember, 3 weeks ago, we didn't know if you were a day, a week, or a month, or a year away from getting rid of Obamacare, because some of those guys seemed pretty dug in and they were making ridiculous statements about, I have to have absolutely everything or I vote with Nancy Pelosi, which is not a grown-up position.
Well, it seems to me that what you're saying is that the renewed optimism about getting something done about health care more quickly,
yes,
then advances the schedule on getting something done about tax reform, which would come after.
Exactly. And that's why I think you're seeing people talk about a faster game plan. The advantage tax reform has, tax cut, tax reform, this is so pro-growth. This is Ronald Reagan 1981 plus Ronald Reagan 1986. It is both reform in terms of taxing a territorial tax system instead of worldwide, which makes us more competitive in the world, ending the double and triple taxation of investment and new job creating business investments by going to immediate expensing rather than long depreciation schedules. But it takes the corporate rate from 35 to 20. European average is 23. We're at 35. Stupider than France is not where you want to be on this stuff. But it's where we have been. So it's so exciting that we catch up with the rest of the world. You know, we at 35, we used to be one of the lowest. And the rest of the world said, wow, the Americans have cut their individual rates, they've cut their business rates, and they followed that. And then we elected a series of guys after Reagan who didn't learn from our own successes. While the Europeans and the Asians were going, you see what the Americans did? That worked. Let's do that.
Well, very quickly, are we going to see any kind of huge reform, a step in just totally overhauling, or are we just going to see a lot of little things? Yes, lowering the corporate tax rate is big, but just a step away from a progressive tax system.
Yes, because it's going to go from 7 rates with a top rate of over 50 down to 3 rates, top rate of 33.
Yeah.
Cap gains to 16F. No death tax. I consider that significant reform. No death tax. No alternative minimum tax.
That's great.
Those are 2 bits of the tax code that we're ripping out. If you just cut them like crabgrass, they grow back. But if you rip them out, it's tougher to put them back in. That death tax was put in to pay for the Civil War. And I have it on good authority that's mostly over.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Grover Norquist, good stuff. Thanks for the update.
Have a great weekend.
844 on WMAL.
This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English all you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. I'll show you how to eliminate those dread death taxes and avoid the expense and delay of probate. See how our reservoir trust can protect your family's inheritance from lawsuits and the divorce court. Thousands of your neighbors have already attended. So watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, no. It's a super morning.
Jerry is excited for April 22nd Super Saturday at Advance Auto Parts. For one day only, Speed Perks members, like Jerry, get double rewards on purchases.
It's like it's my birthday.
Double rewards, April 22nd, but only for Speed Perks members. Text SUPER to 78260 for $5 off your next $20 purchase and to find your nearest Advance Auto Parts or participating CarQuest store. Message and data rates may apply. Redemption rules apply. In-store only. See store for details.
845 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, around the Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield to Annandale, we have a bit of the stop and go. Had the crash along the way, it was over to the shoulder, and as the camera's moving around checking out the accident activity, I see sunshine. So here we go, around the Beltway, there is some hope. Sun is out there, and the accident is gone, approaching 236. Now, on 66, still a bit below speed, Manassas into Centerville as you approach and pass 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and then good. I'm not seeing much of a backup on the approach to the Beltway, nice and quiet. George Washington Parkway now in the delays before you get to the overlooks and heading down toward the Key Bridge and into Georgetown. No problems to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. And we'll go 270 south, Route 80, Urbana. Accident gone. Delays gone there. And then as you pass 118, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be foggy and cloudy with showers throughout the day, but ultimately they say it'll hit around 85 degrees tonight. We'll see temperatures drop down to 58 tomorrow. A cooler day, scattered showers, 64, and much cooler on Sunday, temperatures reaching only in the upper 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees, 846.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
And love. You heard it. Here's some more of that. Here's some more of the left's version of love. It happened in Berkeley. Actually, that was Berkeley. This is Berkeley as well.
There was also weapons attempting to be snuck in. I had somebody throw a knife at me while I was standing there and called the police over, and they picked it up.
And I just want you to know that it's not all bad, though, because at the Snap-on Tools factory in Kenosha, Wisconsin, we actually saw some love. There was a man who was a pro-Trump protester. He was a pro-Trump supporter, and he was there outside the factory when Donald Trump was there, and there were some anti-Trump protesters there as well. Well, the man who was pro-Trump, older gentleman, who was sitting next to a woman who was an anti-Trump protester, they were sitting there, and he said, you know, I'm not feeling too well. They weren't throwing knives at each other. They weren't bashing each other over the head with their signs. Because she had a sign that said, Trump, who are you in bed with? Because it sure ain't Melania. Show your taxes. And he said, you know, I'm not feeling too good. And he said, you know, could you find me some ibuprofen? And she said, sure, let me see what I could do. This guy passes out while she's looking for ibuprofen. Passes out. She said, I just heard the sickening thud of someone's head hitting the concrete.
Yikes.
She turns around, throws her sign down, and helps take care of him.
Hmm.
Can you imagine that?
Imagine that.
And then another anti-Trump protester comes over to help the man who was fallen down, who she too was an anti-Trump protester, and she's a nurse. So then a local reporter said, well, you know, the guy's taken away in an ambulance, and they were holding his hand and assuring him that he was going to be fine. So here is a pro-Trump supporter who falls down. He's hurt. Somehow, somebody must have had some kind of medical incident. And these two anti-Trump supporters come over, holding his hand, reassuring him, and telling him that everything is going to be okay. And they said they were asked by a news reporter, you know, well, why did you help him? You know, and she's like, well, and one of the women said, well, why is this news? Why would she said, well, why? Why wouldn't you help him? He's an old man. He felt the power of his convictions. He was very respectful. We need to respect and value the humanity in each other. Just because we have different opinions, it doesn't make them evil. I was really taken aback that they were shocked.
Yeah.
So I love this. This is a good story. It is Friday. This is a fantastic story.
So we're going to end up the week on a very high note and talk about the goodness, the innate goodness of mankind.
Yeah, and maybe this is what happens when you're not on the left coast in,
exactly,
in California, when you're not in Berkeley, where they're throwing, as that guy said, they're throwing knives at. They were throwing knives at people. So maybe this gives me hope that maybe when you get off the left coast, that maybe people aren't as crazy.
Then maybe, you know, Ann Coulter is going out there and having all this trouble.
That's a good
with
point.
Them. Maybe she just needs to give them all a big hug, a big Ann Coulter hug.
A funny feeling that if something happened to Ann Coulter, they would just pile on. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. I thought it was nice, since it comes out of Wisconsin, that this gave me hope. So on that, happy Friday.
Some more Jackie DeShannon. It is now 8:51 on WMAL.
It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I don't know about you, but my wife and I sometimes disagree on what movies our kids can watch. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Ratings are assigned by a board of parents who consider factors such as violence, sex, language, and drug use. That's according to the Motion Picture Association of America. The problem with that, says psychologist Douglas Gentile, is that ratings are based on what parents find offensive rather than on what does the science say is healthy for children. I bring this up because of new research out of the University of Pennsylvania that found that there's more gun violence in PG-13 movies than in movies rated R. While scientists continue to study whether violence on the screen translates into violence in real life, you just need to make sure that you're doing your job as a parent. Set limits, talk with your kids about what they're watching, and answer any questions they might have. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The morning started out okay, but today is tax day. It's last minute you try to prepare. How do you use this tax software? Then it hits you, you can't find your W-2.
File an extension. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
When you've had a morning, let us make you breakfast, like Taco Bell's Breakfast Crunch Wrap. A whole breakfast wrapped up and grilled to eat on the go. At participating stores for limited time during breakfast hours.
This is a life-changing message. Please visit blockhunger.com.
Admitting you need help is never easy, especially for those who have proudly served their country. So if you're a veteran battling weight gain or obesity, the natural response is just keep pushing forward, because that's what you do. It's what you've always done. But now, veterans who can't win the fight with diet and exercise alone have new hope. V-Block Therapy can help. V-Block is an FDA-approved pacemaker-like device that is implanted just under the skin during a safe outpatient procedure that does not alter your anatomy. The device helps you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. You've done your duty. Now, change your life. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com.
This device is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova, join the future of health.
Jacob DeGrom.
Got it, swinging on a pitch outside.
The Mets hope home field is their NL East advantage. Daniel Murphy.
Here it goes for Murphy!
The Nats have orders to demolish New York. Roadblock versus Demolition Man. Complete game. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on NESN.
Ain't baseball great?
It is now 8:55, now WNL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We try to wind down the morning and the week. Here we go on 270 out of Urbana and Hyattstown. Done. No delays southbound till you get to about Clarksburg and into Germantown. That's because of a crash south of 118, but that was cleared out of the travel lanes. Still top side of the Beltway delays. Not quite back to 95, but near New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. And right within the delay, crash reported. White Oak area, southbound New Hampshire Avenue, just as you pass 29 Columbia Pike. That crash was crowding a lane still at last check. For Virginia, 66 Avenue. No late problems in Virginia Beltway Springfield toward 236 for the heaviest stretch. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181 now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There'll be some more rain today. Showers and thunderstorms move in. The high will hit 85 this afternoon. The rain tapers off tonight with a low of 58. Another round of showers Saturday with a high of 64. And a cloudy and cool Sunday with a high near 59. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees at 8:56.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Every year, the people of Comcast NBC Universal exchange business clothes for T-shirts, trade in news cameras for paintbrushes, and swap cable equipment for garden tools. It's Comcast Cares Day, one of the largest corporate volunteer efforts in the country. Since 2001, more than 800,000 volunteers have taken part, giving back over 5 million hours on some 7,700 projects, like renovating a wheelchair ramp at a veterans center, planting a garden oasis in an urban lot, and installing computers at a community center. But there's more work to do. So this year, we're continuing our partnership with our friends from Red Nose Day and Global Citizen. Together, we're not just exchanging tools. We're changing entire communities. Comcast Cares Day. It's amazing what's possible. Learn more at comcast.com/community.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Sometimes an idea is so great, it's timeless. Take the wheel, for example. Thousands of years old and the design is still as perfect as ever. At Kaiser Permanente, we have our own timeless idea that the best way to stay healthy is to not get sick in the first place. It's why we're number one in screenings for breast cancer and for controlling high blood pressure. By catching and managing conditions early, we have a better chance at a healthy future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Our family is known for collecting things. Bicycles, sports equipment, camping supplies, and it all ends up in our backyard. Oh, and our six dogs. A neighbor insisted we have Long Fence come install a privacy fence so we don't lose anything. So thoughtful. I went to longfence.com, got a free estimate, and now we have a beautiful custom privacy fence to keep all of our collections safe and out of sight. Thanks, neighbor.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Well, listen, coming up tonight is the big Capitals game, and so that'll be fun. The
Rock
the Red,
going?
Everybody.
Huh? You know anybody going?
Yeah, I'm
going to
be going. Center ice. Look for me. I'll wave. And so that'll be good. It's game number 5, tied up at 2, so it's going to be a really good game.
Looking fun game.
To
we'll look for you. The big guy in red.
We'll have Joe DeGenova on Monday. Right now, here's Chris Plant.
You are dressed in red. That's good. That's a professional-style jersey that you're sporting there, I've got to say. Well, gosh, where to begin? Let's see. Where is it that gender can change day to day? I have an update for you on that, and you probably won't be surprised when I tell you where that is. The news media is obsessed with President Trump's, and this is...
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.